He walked along the curbstone. Stream of life. What was the name of that priesty-looking chap was always squinting in when he passed? Weak eyes. Woman. Stopped in Citron's, St. Kevin's Parade. Pen something. Pen... Dennis. My memory's getting... Pen... Of course, it's years ago. Noise of the trams, probably. Well, if he couldn't remember the day father's name that he sees every day... Bartell Darcy was the tenor just coming out then. Seeing her home after practice. Conceited fellow, with his waxed-up moustache. Gave her that song, Winds That Blow From the South. Windy night that was, I went to fetch her. There was that lodge meeting on, about those lottery tickets after Goodwin's concert in the supper room or oak room at the mansion house. He and I behind. Sheet of her music blew out of my hand against the high school railings. Lucky it didn't. Things like that spoil the effect of a night for her. Professor Goodwin linking her in front, shaky on his pins, poor old sot. His farewell concerts, positively last appearance on any stage, maybe for months and maybe for never. Remember her laughing at the wind, her blizzard collar up. Corner of Harcourt Road, remember that gust? Vroo, blew up all her skirts, and her boa nearly smothered old Goodwin. She did get flushed in the wind. Remember when we got home, raking up the fire, and frying up those pieces of lap of mutton for her supper with the chutney sauce she liked, and the mulled rum. Could see her in the bedroom from the hearth, unclamping the busk of her stays. White. Swish and soft flop her stays made on the bed. Always warm from her. Always like to let herself out. Sitting there after, till near two, taking out her hairpins. Millie tucked up in Betty House. Happy. Happy. That was the night.
Oh, Mr. Bloom, how do you do? Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Breen? No use complaining. How is Molly those times? I haven't seen her for ages.
Oh, in the pink, Mr. Bloom said gaily. Millie has a position down in Mullingar, you know.
Oh, go away. Isn't that grand for her?
Yes, and a photographer's there. Getting on like a house on fire. How are all your charges?
Oh, all on the baker's list,
Mrs. Breen said. How many has she? No other in sight.
You're in black, I see. You have no...
No, Mr. Bloom said. I've just come from a funeral. Going to crop up all day, I foresee. Who's dead? When and what did he die of? Turn up like a bad penny.
Oh, dear me, Mrs. Breen said. I hope it wasn't any near relation.
May as well get her sympathy.
Dignam, Mr. Bloom said. An old friend of mine. He died quite suddenly, poor fellow. Heart trouble, I believe. Funeral was this morning.
Your funeral's tomorrow while you're coming through the rye. Diddle-diddle-dum-dum, diddle-diddle.
Sad to lose the old friends,
Mrs. Breen's woman eyes said melancholily. Now that's quite enough about that. Just quietly, husband.
And your lord and master?
Mrs. Breen turned up her two large eyes. Hasn't lost them anyhow.
Oh, don't be talking, she said. He's a caution to rattlesnakes. He's in there now with his law books, finding out the law of libel. He has me heart scalded. Wait till I show you.
Opening her handbag. Chipped leather, hatpin. Ought to have a guard on those things. Stick it in a chap's eye in the tram. Rummaging. What is she?
There must be a new moon out, she said. He's always bad then. Do you know what he did last night?
Her hands ceased to rummage. Her eyes fixed themselves on him, wide in alarm, yet smiling.
What?
Mr. Bloom asked. Let her speak. Look straight in her eyes. I believe you. Trust me.
Woke me up in the night, she said. Dream he had. A nightmare. Said the ace of spades was walking up the stairs.
The ace of spades? Mr. Bloom said. She took a folded postcard from her handbag.
Read that, she said. He got it this morning.
What is it? Mr. Bloom asked, taking the card. U.P.?
U.P. up, she said. Someone taking a rise out of him. It's a great shame for them, whoever he is.
Indeed it is, Mr. Bloom said. She took back the card, sighing.
And now he's gone round to Mr. Manton's office. He's going to take an action for £10,000, he says.
She folded the card into her untidy bag and snapped the catch. Same blue serge dress she had 2 years ago, the nap bleaching, seen its best days. Wispish hair over her ears, and that dowdy toque. 3 old grapes to take the harm out of it. Shabby genteel. She used to be a tasty dresser. Lines around her mouth. Only a year or so older than Molly. Mr. Bloom touched her funny bone gently, warning her, "Mind, let this man pass." A bony form strode along the curbstone from the river, staring with a rapt gaze into the sunlight through a heavy stringed glass. Tight as a skull piece, a tiny hat gripped his head. From his arm, a folded dust coat, a stick and an umbrella dangled to his stride. "Watch him," Mr. Bloom said. "He always walks outside the lampposts. Watch."
"Who is he, if it's a fair question?" Mrs. Breen asked. "Is he dotty?"
"His name is Cashel Boyle O'Connor Fitzmaurice Tisdall Farrell," Mr. Bloom said, smiling. "Watch."
"He has enough of them," she said. "Dennis to be like that one of these days."
She broke off suddenly.
"There he is," she said. "I must go after him. Goodbye. Remember me to Molly, won't you?"
"I will," Mr. Bloom said. He watched her dodge through passers towards the shop fronts. Dennis Breen, in skimpy frock coat and blue canvas shoes, shuffled out of Harrison's, hugging two heavy tomes to his ribs. Blown in from the bay, like old times. He suffered her to overtake him without surprise, and thrust his dull grey beard towards her, his loose jaw wagging as he spoke earnestly. "Meshuggah, office chump." Mr. Bloom walked on again, easily, seeing ahead of him in sunlight the tight skull piece, the dangling stick, umbrella, dust coat. "Going the 2 days? Watch him. Out he goes again. One way of getting on in the world. And that other old mosey lunatic in those duds. Hard times you must have with him. U.P. Up. I'll take my oath that's Alf Bergen or Richie Goulding. Wrote it for a lark in the Scotch House, I bet anything. Round to Menton's office, his oyster eyes staring at the postcard. Be his feast for the gods.